Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. Every day after, but most times Mondays, Ray Dittinger joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 to break down what happened to your Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. And I watched the post-game show with Ray. He was the one guy that really got to the nub of it. I thought this was a game the Eagles were going to have in hand at one point. Clearly, the momentum was on their side. And then a couple of things were done incorrectly, and the momentum changed. You know, when you look at it after the game, everybody thinks they got killed. They were on the ropes. The Vikings were the ones on the ropes. Let's go to the aforementioned Ray Dittinger on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, my fault. Ray, welcome to Talk Radio 1210. Good morning.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Very well, Ray. So what are you pouring through? At the beginning of the show, Michael Barkan talks to the other two guys. Your head and your nose were buried in legal pads and papers there of something so important that you had to write down.
I was trying to find I was going through all my notes here, trying to find if I could find somebody who could actually play pass defense for the Philadelphia Eagles. I had gone all the way back to Tom Brookshire. I was looking for somebody in the secondary that I could put some faith in. That's kind of what I was looking for. Yeah, there was a lot to discuss in this game, and a lot of it involved the kind of breakdown that you need to do here after a game like that. And I just kind of wanted to get my arms around exactly what Minnesota was able to do throwing the football, because it was pretty scary.
It was, but also, Ray, they were on the ropes. I mean, I agree with what I think you said the first half hour that I saw yesterday, that even though they won this match, they were the ones that were on the ropes. Momentum in football, particularly with a guy like Cousins, who seems to be cursed. When you throw a ball to Diggs straight at him, and it ricochets off his helmet into an interception, you know, Kirk Cousins got to be thinking, uh-oh, I'm Kirk Cousins suddenly again.
Yeah, he is. That's very much him. I mean, he's very hot, very cold, and he's a guy that one of the stats that I was mentioning in the pregame show was that while he's had some success against the Eagles over the years, he was going into this game, he was 5-3 in games against the Eagles. But if you look at his career as a whole, going all the way back to his days in Washington, when he plays against a team with a winning record, and obviously the Eagles were 3-2 coming into this, he was 5-27. So his history is he generally does not play well against the better competition, but if you allow him to get off to a good start, which the Eagles did yesterday, and you leave receivers uncovered 40 yards down the field, then even Kirk Cousins is going to light you up.
Right, but that being said, Ray, the big point, I could feel it. You know, I'm sitting there in the Barco Lounger, amateur psychologist. The momentum was clearly going against the Vikings. And then the Eagles, I think you said too many times, were throwing a bubble screen to Alshon Jeffrey.
Right.
And then on top of that, the fake field goal. And I heard you say when Doug Peterson said he'd do it again, you said, well, it would be stupid again. And that was rare for Ray Dittinger.
Well, yeah, this is the kind of day that sort of brought out the ugly side of me, I suppose. But, I kind of felt that way. You know, Seth Joyner and Barrett Brooks, who do the show with me, they were kind of making the point that, I think it was Barrett that said, you know, the Eagles were never in this game. And I disagreed. I really felt that early in the second half, when the Eagles got the opening kickoff and took it down and scored, And then the Vikings get their next possession, and they stumbled around and got some penalties and had to get the ball back to the Eagles. But the Eagles are now within a touchdown, and they really have the momentum. And they just frittered it away on that next possession because they drove the ball down to the 20. And if they go in there, I really think they have the upper hand. But they let that third down play get away from them. They went for it on fourth down, failed. Then the Vikings got the ball back and scored, and then the game was over. But in the middle of the third quarter there on that possession, I thought the Eagles were in position to get – you know, we've seen them come back from behind before. We certainly saw it in Green Bay. We certainly saw it against Washington. And I thought they were in a position to do that again, but that couple of really bad play calls, I think, took them out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you don't subscribe to – I certainly don't. Just because Dallas lost and they're tied and all is forgiven and all this, this is an ebb and flow season. But Dallas, it looks like they've been exposed a bit here, Ray, after playing three non-entities. They lose three in a row.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I mean, they started off 3-0, and everybody was doing the whoop-de-doo thing that the America's team is back. And I kind of had the same feeling that you had. Well, let's see what happens when they play a real team here. You know, they had three games against Cupcakes,
right?
And they won them. Okay, good for you. But now let's see what happens when you play better competition. And, you know, now they've lost three in a row, including one to a Jets team that we saw last week, and we know how bad they are. So... So now you're in a situation where if you're an Eagles fan, I guess that's the one silver lining you have right now is, you know, that was a really bad performance and you're now 3-3, but you're still tied for first place and you got a shot at the Cowboys next week at a time when they're not playing well.
Who's favored in that game, Ray, do you think, at this point? Eagles?
Well, I saw the line this morning, and it's the Cowboys are favored by 3.
That's very high. I'll tell you why. What I see with them, they seem like a team that is not well disciplined. Bill Belichick would come in there. I can't imagine what he would do. And they make a lot of errors, a lot of drop balls, a lot of stupid stuff. They're playing below their talent is what I'm saying.
I would agree with that. And, you know, Jerry Jones, believe me, he's the owner, and he's, you know, he spent a lot of money to assemble that team. That's one of the higher ticket teams in the league right now. I mean, he went out and he got Amari Cooper. They've drafted a really good offensive line. You're paying a ton of money to Zeke Elliott. They're about to pay a ton of money to Dak Prescott. I mean, Jerry Jones has put a lot of money out for this team, and he's given the coach, I think, everything that he could possibly want. And I think, and Eagles fans don't want to hear this because they hate the Cowboys, but I would tell you, I think that they are a team that's far better than their record, and I think they have greatly underachieved. And they scare me a little bit because I know how good they can be, but right now they're just not putting it together. But then again, neither are the Eagles.
Yeah, absolutely, Ray. It's stunning stuff. So we'll be talking with you after you're up late next Monday. And what a division. We're at the beginning of the year. It seems strength, how good the Eagles are, how good the Cowboys are. But we have one final Ray Dininger duty here.
Uh-huh.
Dom's Halloween Candy Clash. The last time you stunned us with the sitcom thing.
Mm-hmm.
So here's your match, Ray. 3-seed Junior Mints versus a 6-seed Milk Duds.
Oh, easy. I'm a Junior Mints guy.
All righty. There we go. Frustrating, Joe. Hey, Ray, have a great week. We'll talk next Monday.
All right, Dom. I look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.